Like life itself, an artist's life can unfold in decades and phases, with one medium rolling into another. This week, I'm talking to Vivian Morgan, a painter, photographer, wood carver, and more, from Bemidji, Minnesota.
I was trained as a painter, and I did drawing and painting. And I came into photography, and I've done an awful lot of different kinds of work over the years. So even though the work that you saw online is photography, and I would say I've done that, focused heavily on that for 12 years now. I've always done other things as well. So I've done environmental sculpture and larger scale stuff. So I can show you something of that.
Vivian was born in Bristol, England, but came to the States in her early 20s. Her studio, constructed from many recycled materials, is very elegant and serves many purposes.
It was built last year. I designed it and I used all recycled windows and doors from Restore and some other places. Mm-hmm. And I designed it for this side to be a dark room, and that to be a light room, that side for sculpture and this side for alternative processes.
One of her photography series is a study of trees, how they migrate and move and find their place in the world.
It's a little problematic because trees don't move very fast. There's quite a number of different trees and things that fungi that move, and trees that are basically about to fall off a cliff, because they do move. They'll fall over, and my entire interest revolves around the environment and place and things that grow, which you can probably guess by seeing here.
Vivian's work reflects a keen interest in the migratory movements of not just trees and fungi, but of people, herself included.
I have as a background theme an idea of migration and immigration. I look at the movement of people as migration, the same way as migratory birds, where people shift, or like birds do shift at the places where they live, out of need, out of food supplies, out of everything else. Whereas the human idea of immigration is all about boundaries. In the animal world, it's not about boundaries. I have a real heightened awareness now of being an immigrant than I ever did before. Right now, I understand, I have huge empathy for everything that's happening around the world where people are having to move and just escape and run, because of food, because of wars. And I don't see that as impossible in this country. I think it can easily happen here.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week I'm talking to the artist Vivian Morgan from Bemidji, Minnesota. During an earlier phase, she worked not with images, but with the earth itself.
But so I built, I went to England and studied turf banking. So it's a method of dividing fields and hedgerows. Or you literally build these banks that are about 8-10 feet at the base, and then they come up to about 4 feet at the top, and they're planted completely across the top with trees. And then I built a circular bank at the high school back in 2000, right at the time of 9/11. That occurred at right 9/11 occurred right in the middle of this. So that was 30 feet across and about 5 feet high. And then it had a raised section in the middle. But the students were able to go into the space and they were in a cone. Basically, you're in a cone. So when you speak, your voice comes back to you. So that was for the high school students.
As I listened to her, I sensed that it can be difficult for an artist to self-define the deeper motives behind their work. It is so embedded with thought, belief, and experience.
There are things that I do that pull in from my own history mm-hmm. and my own sense of the world. And it just shifts media all the time. It just shifts it, and like it might be 10, 15 years between shifting media. So I'm always interested in, again, it's something like movement. So how to explain that? The repeated patterns that go over again and again, the form within the form.
In her studio, Vivian shows me a number of wood carvings that are a more recent phase of her work. There are long spoons and bowls and plates, amazingly intricate and yet simple.
So then the next thing I've been doing, so the past year I've been starting to carve. And so this is some of my carvings here. It's all hand carved. This little bowl, it's out of cedar. And I carved it. It's an offering bowl. It's also water, and it's also entropy, because I'm thinking a lot about entropy. Funnily enough, I don't know why.
Art is not static in Vivian's world, but something that moves and travels and reaches.
I love things that move towards you when you're gardening. So you're out, you're out in the garden, and there's some peas behind you, and the peas are searching for, something to climb. And I'm weeding, and they all turn around. And it's like there's no wind that blew you over to my back, and you're good. You know, they all do that. They'll find a way. They can move so beautifully and so fast. So I'm always fascinated by that slow and fast movement of plants, migration and need.
With The Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.